National and ACT can form a government on their own, according to the latest One News Kantar public poll. However, both National and Labor have dropped slightly in their popularity. Labor is on 33% and National is on 37%. As for the minor parties, ACT is the big winner on 11%, up 4. The Greens are on 9% and New Zealand First is on 3%. In the preferred Prime Minister stakes, Jacinda Ardern is still in the lead, though she's dropped to 30%, her lowest rating since becoming Prime Minister. Christopher Luxon is sitting on 22%. Now, the poll was carried out between July 30th and August 3rd, so it finished last Wednesday. Our political editor, Jane Patterson, is joining us now. Kia ora, Jane. Well, this is interesting, isn't it? National will be celebrating their numbers on the one hand, and then, whoa, Sam Uffendale on the other.
That's right. And as politics, as we often see, Lisa, we get these things out of the blue, and often it's how the party responds or how the MP responds can gauge or limit or not the damage. So in this time frame, we've seen the government come under pressure over the cost of living payment. There was that health staffing announcement from Andrew Little, the Shortland Street announcement that drew attention to the pressures on the health system, electoral donations, and a couple of leadership issues. The Green Party leadership, obviously, with James Shaw getting unceremoniously dumped, and the Green Party doesn't seem to have had copped too much damage from that, still on 9%. And of course, Hawaii, aloha. And
Te Puke, you mean, Jane?
Te Puke has not done him too much damage either. I think one other thing that's interesting, Lisa, it's very symmetrical. So National and Labor both down 2 points, and Jacinda Ardern and Christopher Luxon in the preferred Prime Minister stakes also down at 3 points each. But overall, National will be very, very happy with this, alongside ACT, who will also be happy. The fact that they now have 62 seats between them, they wouldn't necessarily have to rely on Te Pāti Māori to form a government on these numbers. Labour and the Greens at 55, so even if they counted in Te Pāti Māori, they still wouldn't have enough. So very concerning for Labour. They've been tracking downwards and they're facing a huge amount of challenges to come, so they'll be worried.
Yeah, so the trend is not their friend in terms of the poll, but also they're battling with the likes of inflation, cost of living, and the debate around, obviously, the cost of living payments. How worried should they be about it?
The problem for them, Lisa, is it's not an immediate fix. So cost of living payment, look, there'll be a bit of brouhaha over that, and they will be hoping that can be tidied away now that the actual problems with the payment have been revealed and to move on. But the more entrenched and problematic issues for them are the cost of living. No one's willing to say when inflation's going to fall away. All signals are that the Reserve Bank is going to continue to push up interest rates, which will just put more pressure on families as well as inflation. And also just this general global turbulence. You know, we have tensions in the Pacific, we have the war in Ukraine. So just a very uncertain, anxiety-causing time. So The problem for Labor is they can't necessarily see an end to it, and election year is coming on pretty fast. Well, that's what it feels like to us anyway.
While National and ACT will probably be thrilled they can form a government, the downside to it from National's point of view is that they're increasingly reliant on ACT. So ACT up 4% and National down 2%. Is it just people dissatisfied with National flicking over to the ACT party?
Well, David Seymour continues to be a consistent performer. He's very vocal. He's very prominent in terms of, being very proactive to criticise the government and that sort of thing. The difference, which is very interesting, compared to when National was last in government and they had their support partners under confidence and supply, they were three parties, Te Pāti Māori, United Future and ACT. But basically, John Key mostly had the choice of two out of three to choose from. So it really limited the influence of those smaller parties. In this scenario, ACT would hold a lot more sway. Now, the National Party could say, okay, well, look, we'd look to go with Te Pāti Māori, but, really, there are so many problems there in terms of policy, in terms of approach. ACT is a much more natural bedfellow, so they would really be looking initially to form a government with them, but they have a lot of influence. And if you look at some of ACT's policy platform that they would like to progress, they'll have a lot more say in potentially what would happen and much more leverage if it came to negotiations. Again, look, we're well out from election day, and these are snapshots in time, but it's the trends we look at, and the trend will be worrying for Labor.
Thanks, Jane. That is Jane Patterson, our political editor there, with that One News Kantar public poll saying that, well, National and ACT can form a government on their own, according to that result.